For the growing number of families and children that are entering Europe, the Blue Dot Hubs will be like one-stop shops that offer psychological counseling, protection, and places to play. They're being set up by the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, and the UN Children's Emergency Fund, UNICEF. The aim is to support refugees and migrants, or, as the agencies call them, people on the move. Marie-Pierre Poirier is the UNICEF Special Coordinator for the Refugee and Migrant Crisis in Europe.
These kids arrive in Europe with their lives totally turned upside down. They faced turmoil very often where they were starting from. In fact, recent UNHCR data teach us that 85% of them are fleeing war and persecution and in need of international protection. So this is not kids on the move only for a better future, but also because they have no option at home.
The Blue Dot Hubs will be located in several areas on key migration routes, for example, at border entry or exit points, and in strategic urban centers. They will be a beacon for the many children and adolescents who arrive alone in Europe or who were somehow separated from their families along the way. Volker Türk is the Assistant High Commissioner for Protection at UNHCR.
When I was in Macedonia-Greek border a couple of weeks ago, you immediately are confronted with children who wander about, and these children either lost their parents on the way, they got put into buses, which leads to family separation. They wander around in a very unfamiliar, dark environment sometimes because it was evening. So there are obviously those issues of family separation that keep coming up all the time.
The staff at the support centers will try to reunite unaccompanied children with their families wherever possible and depending on their best interests. The UN agencies say young people sometimes pretend to be adults as a means to avoid detention or delay, but this puts them at risk of exploitation. The need is great, as Marie-Pierre Poirier explains.
Germany alone received 300,000 child asylum applications in 2015. Estimates place the number of unaccompanied children around 60,000. Sweden has 36,000 unaccompanied adolescents claiming asylum. That's 1.5 times the total last year in all 28 EU member states. We're talking about a serious amount of children on the move compared to anything we've learned so far in our region.
The first of the 20 Blue Dot Hubs are already in operation or about to open in Greece, the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia, Serbia, Croatia, and Slovenia. All are expected to be up and running within the next 3 months. Deanne Penn, United Nations.